do you have to own the Nerus Chanukah? In other words, we know by Lulav and Esrog, there's a mitzvah that has to be Lachem, it has to be Shalom, you need to own your own Lulav and Esrog when you're doing the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog. Does this apply to the Shemen of Nerus Chanukah as well? The Gemara says that in Shabbos, in Masechta Shabbos, that when a guest goes to a host to light Nerus Chanukah, he has to be tzarech l'tzrufei pruti. He needs to pay an mishtatei for pruti. He needs to pay a dollar or so to the host in order to allow him to light with the host. Now the question is, what does this tell us? Why do you have to pay a dollar? What's the significance of the dollar? So the Ran in Maseches Psachim proves from here, it's talking about a little bit differently. He says that Lashon is focusing on the Lashon of Leharlik Nerus Chanukah, and he says that no, the mitzvah of Nerus Chanukah is that you have to do it al yidei atzmo. That you have to, it sounds like from the Ran, that you have to own the Nerus Chanukah, you have to own the Shemen of Chanukah in order to fulfill the mitzvah. And he says that's why we use the Lashon of Leharlik as opposed to al mitzvah sadwakas Nerus. You use the Lamed Leharlik, shows that it has to be yours and not something which is done al yidei shliach. And the way to show this is when you own the actual oil. You see a bona fide proof from the Ran that there isn't a concept of shalom. There is a concept of lachem by Nerus Chanukah, obviously on a rabbinic level. The pasuk doesn't say lachem, Chanukah is not in the Torah, but at least on a rabbinic level, you see this idea that the Nerus Chanukah has to be yours, just like we find by Lulav and Esrog and by Matzah and Pesach, according to many. So that is one opinion. That is the Ran. However, many argue and say no. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah himself, when he brings down this giving over a pruta, it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is saying the whole point of the pruta is simply to become the b'nei bayis. It's simply to become part of the house of your host. Not that the you need to pay a pruta to buy the oil, but it's basically to become a member of the guest family. You're staying at the Goldstein house. In order to become a Goldstein, you need to pay a dollar, and now you become b'nei beso. And that's how you could be yotze with their Nerus Chanukah. And in fact, many say this as well. Shlomo Zalman Arbach in Alicha Shlomo, he says as well, if it's not an issue of lachem like we find by Esther, because that would be ridiculous, he says, to have it by Nerus Chanukah. Rather, he says, the whole point of it is just to be mitzarif to b'nei beso. And others paskin this same point as well. The Shema Shlomo brings this down, I'm Shlomo Amar, that it's not an issue of Lachem, and in fact he brings a raya from Rabbi Vadia, who brings a proof from the Rosh on the Gemara, who also seems to say the whole point of the Gemara is to be mitztarif as part of the B'nai Beso. That alone would be sufficient to, that is the point of the Pruta, to be one of the B'nai Beso. That's the whole idea of adding on a dollar. Another proof to this is that the fact that you're only actually giving a pruta, if it really needed to be shalom, you should have to pay the full amount. What is this business that you only have to give a pruta? How does that satisfy any shalom? Rather, the whole idea is not to make it shalom, it's just to combine with the, to become a b'nei bayis. In fact, Rev Shurkin in Hare Kedem says the same thing, B'shem the Rav, that he says the whole mitzvah, the cheftz shal mitzvah, is the shalheves. It's the flame. It's not even the oil. So obviously there's no din of shalom on the oil. Rather, the whole idea is to become part of the B'nai Beis. So that's why you give the pruta, but not that there's an inyan to become shalom. Having said all this, the Shavus Yitzchak brings down in the name of Rebbe Yashuv that in fact we should follow this Ran, Wahalacha, and that there is something to be said about this Ran. In fact, you should try to acquire the oil to be shalom, even though many poskim are connected. We try to be yotze kaladeos this Ran, and there's some other Rishonim who agree with the Ran, and that's why we, when we give a pruta, if you're staying at someone else's house, you should give a pruta, and you should try to acquire the oil that you are using, that the Baal HaBayis is giving you.